Garth.
Oh, Garth Brooks on the phone. Hey,
how are you doing?
Wow. You know, I got to
tell you. Good morning.
I got to tell you, last night, as I was going to bed, I was having this fear that I was going to go all Chris Farley on you this morning and be like, you know, hey, remember when you played Central Park? That was cool.
That was cool. It is. It's so cool to get to kind of think about those things and know that you played Central Park and you played gigs all around the globe. But come on, man. Arrowhead Stadium, how iconic is that?
Oh, August 7th. It's going to be so much fun. A perfect night. Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Tickets on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. And, yeah, so I gotta ask you, is there a difference between playing an arena and a big stadium like Arrowhead? Is it like two different animals altogether?
Yeah, man, and I'm going to be honest with you. I was scared to death to go to stadiums and put it off forever because I didn't think they would be personal. I just thought they'd be distant and cold, and, man, I have been stunned. You know, guys are the last one that wants to admit size matters, but it does, man. It's fabulous to hear 15,000 people sing The River.
Oh.
It's a dream to hear 80,000 people sing The River. It's crazy. What was funny was when you played the honky-tonks, you tried to make them as loud as a stadium. And now when you play a stadium, you're trying to shrink them down to a honky-tonk. Oh. And it gets fun quick when that happens.
So I tell you, you're going to be all over the place. I was just reading about this. You're going to do Cheyenne Frontier Days. That's going to be wild. You're opening that up out there. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, excited. We were lucky enough to play the 100th anniversary with Chris Ledoux.
When our last baby was being born, right around that time. And now it's the 125th anniversary. Going to go back there, see if we can't maybe talk Ned Ledoux into coming out and playing the role of Chris for us for one night. So it should be a cowboy party kind of.
Oh, I tell you, Ned is just a chip off the old block. I mean, Ned's great. I love Ned.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that whole family is just good and classy.
Oh yeah, yeah. So the song "Shallow," it's getting all kinds of spins. Everybody is in love with it, and I gotta ask you. I mean, I don't know who that is that's singing on that with you, but man, she can sing! Wow, she's something else. No, it's Trisha, and I was curious, Garth. How did you guys come about doing that song? Were you just kind of trading lines in the kitchen some night, putting away plates, singing the song, going, hey, this might work?
No, man, during the pandemic, somebody said, hey, do you guys ever think about doing Shallow? And people had done, you know, a remake of, you know, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's song. And it was like, you know, so we tried it. It absolutely went over amazing. And then people said, you're going to cut it? And it's like, no, we're not going to cut this. I wouldn't record this song. And they just kept going. So I said, okay, we'll record it, knowing it would never make the record. But while the record was going down, everybody kind of looked around at each other and said, holy cow. And then, of course, when the Queen takes it over, Jiminy Christmas, everybody just kind of stand back. She talked about one of the greatest voices ever, and she tore that song up.
Oh, yeah. It is a magical, magical moment, and it's so good. I'm so glad you didn't put that on the shelf. You know, speaking of being the Queen, I got to ask you this. This is the toughest question you're going to get all day. But what is your favorite? What is your favorite dish that Trisha prepares?
Man, it's tough because she's got this new cookbook out, so she's trying these new things. And when she just said these two words, I mean, I almost passed out. And then when you have it, it's unbelievable. She said, "I'm going to try to make something called breakfast lasagna."
Wow.
And it's got everything you love about lasagna in it, but it's all breakfast stuff with the melted cheese on top of the parm. It's crazy good. So I think that's probably my new favorite right now. And, you know, if I keep eating like this, I'm going to be up for duet of the year, you know, with me. So it's just, but she's that's probably my favorite right now.
So you played kind of a big room here back in January. Singing at the inauguration. I mean, what was that like in front of all those presidents? Did you have butterflies?
Yeah, man, you're scared to death. And Gaga's first, so she comes out and does the national anthem, and she absolutely slays it. So now you're sitting there going, oh, crap. Now the pressure's, you know, kind of all focused and coming in. But walking down the steps, just thinking about playing live, thinking about Friends in Low Places, my favorite thing is when everybody sings together. So you go out there and you're doing Amazing Grace. Like, come on.
make everybody, ask everybody to kind of come and sing it with you so it takes all the pressure off you. And, man, what a moment. And then I think hugging four presidents in like 13.4 seconds is a world record. That was pretty fun.
Well, I got to tell you, Dr. Wendy and I were so proud. You always represent country music so well, but we were so proud to watch you and to watch you sing and represent all of us. And we were just bursting with pride that day. And you were so great. And thank you for your great performance.
Thank you. That's very sweet. There's nobody that I want to mean more to than the country music audience. This is your family. This is where you're from. So to have country music say, hey, we're proud that Garth Brooks is a country artist, would be the greatest award anybody could ever hand Garth Brooks. I can promise you that.
So I don't want to keep you. I know you're a busy guy. We got the tickets on sale tomorrow.
My thing is we're inviting everybody up. Lincoln was fortunate enough to sell out as soon as the tickets went on sale. So we're even telling people from Lincoln, hey, man, if you didn't get tickets, come on down to Kansas City, because let's just face it, it's the party city of the Midwest. It's a joy every time you see it coming up on your schedule. The band and crew's all from there. And you talk about just getting ready to have a party. This isn't going to be a concert. This is going to be a party, and a loud one at that.
Absolutely. Tickets on sale 10 a.m. tomorrow, Ticketmaster.com/Garth Brooks. It's going to be an epic party. Thank you so much for remembering us little guys out here in St. Joe. I mean, you always do, and thank you so much for that.
Guys, I can't thank you enough for the help, but it takes all of us, man. So we're wanting people to come up to Kansas City. I hope tomorrow goes well for anybody that wants a ticket. And if you do come up, I hope it's safe travels, and I hope you have the time of your life. I know I am going to. So I love you. You have a good morning, okay? I'll see you, Brad.